So we're beginning to work on the understanding to the best of our ability, to try to understand the Maisa of the Zvuv and the Akavish of the fly and the spider, which we already learned is the story of Rabbi Nachman's descent into this world. So it must be that in this story we have the whole tachlis of that tzaddik's existence is somehow being told in this story. But of course it's also our story. And there's something very unusual at the very beginning. We just started it last time. There's something very unusual at the beginning where it says, Ma'aseh, I'm going to tell you a story, my trip. Then Ma'aseh b'melech echad shahayu lov kamam l'chomis kvedis. There's a king who had some very, very difficult wars, and he was victorious, and Lokach Shvuyim Harbe, and he took many prisoners. We'll talk about that. And then in parentheses, it's very easy to just miss it. And when he began to tell over this story, he said, Taimru, which means Tachshavu, Shasapalachem Hakol, Betuchlu Lahavin. Do you think I'm going to be able to tell you the whole story, and you think that you're going to be able to understand the whole story? To the best of my knowledge, I don't recall such a lashon in any of the other Maaseis, which there are a million places where Menachem could have said in any of the stories. Do you think that I'm going to tell you the whole story, and do you think that you're going to be able to understand the story? And especially when it comes to the beggars, the story of the battles there. Bechlal, he didn't finish the mice. He didn't finish the story. All the other stories were completed. The story of the beggars was not completed. And yet, we don't find Rabbi Nachman saying such a lashon, do you think that you're going to be able to understand the story? Do you think that I could tell you the whole story? Do you think you're going to understand the story? So, what the Chassidim say about this, it's brought down in a number of places, is that it's not just talking about the Madreg of the Tzaddik. Rabbi Nachman begins the story by saying, because it's the story of his coming into this world, Rabbi Nachman begins by saying that we really don't understand. When it comes down to it, it's not just that we don't understand the purpose of the tzaddik's being in the world. Why is this tzaddik here, and what is this tzaddik being poil in the world? It's not just about the tzaddik. Amar kulam tzaddikim. And in our lives as well. Rabbi Nachman is saying, do we really understand this story? Do we really understand the story of why we came to the world? After everything we've learned in this farm, and we've heard about the tachlis of creation, but regarding the ma'aseh shekol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael, why befrat did I come into the world? Why befrat this person, what's his ma'aseh in the world? So regarding that, what the story is about is how the klipa of Amalek, there's a koch of Amalek, that's the koch of the spider, that is concealing, that's hiding from a person the tachlis of his life. So mardik ha-koyach that the spider has, that Amalek has, that a person can learn all of the svarim and can read about everything, about why, you know, the beginning of the Kisvei Ha'ari of why Hashem created the world and why we have to be in this world. And one can learn Derech Hashem and Das Tevunas and all the svarim that talk about the tachlis and the tafkid of a person in this world, who b'chol zayis, Rabbi Nachman is saying, do you think that we know the story? Do you think I could tell the entire story? Do you think we understand the whole story? Most people spend their lives with all kinds of daigis and all kinds of tirdis, worries and difficulties and so on, until the person over time, Chla doesn't think about what's the tikkun of his life in this world, what's the tachlis of his journey. Kolshken, he doesn't think of the tikkun of the shechina and higher things, but What's his tachlis in the world? So when Rabbi Nachman began to tell the story of his journey into the world, he pauses for a second and he says, "B'sarich tavar v'shehischel sapir zay samayis onavama taimu v'taimu shasapir lachem hakol v'tuchlu lahavin." Do you think I could tell you the whole story? And do you think you're going to be able to understand the story? The story is about our being oblivious to the story of our lives. And that the Koach of Amalek has such an ability, the Koach of Amalek has such an ability to have us busy with everything else in the world and thinking about everybody else in the world, but not thinking about the tachlis of why I befrat came into the world. So a person can learn all this form about the tachlis of creation and why the neshama comes into the guf. But as far as he himself is concerned and what's his point of being in the world, do we really, Rabbi Nachman is saying, do we really understand our story? Do we b'chalal think about the story of our journey into the world? And then he goes on to explain. Rabbi Nachman understood his purpose in coming to the world. And he tells the story of the zvuv. We read the story together, that the fly is saved from the spider, that the spider is conspiring to trap, to destroy the zvuv, the fly, and that the zvuv is rescued somehow, and the spider is not able to get him. What he's saying here is that the Iker Esek of the Tzaddik, and that's what the story is about, why he came here, that the Iker Esek of the Tzaddik is to somehow save the Zvuv from the Akavish. Is to rescue the Zvuv, the fly, from the spider. The Mepharshim bring the Pasuk in Mishle, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chav Ches. Simamis shin mem sin mem mem yutzof. Simamis is a spider. Another word for a spider. Simamis biyadayim tisapes vihi behechle melech. It's a hard pasuk. Good Mishle Lamed Chavchetz. Simamis biyadayim tisapes. The spider catches its prey with its handiwork, with its web. With its web. That's how the spider operates. Simamis biyadayim tisapes, like lit post, to catch. Biyadayim means in its web, in its handiwork. Vihi behechle melech. Although it dwells in the king's palace. The spider catches its prey with its handiwork, with its web. Although it dwells in the king's palace. So it's not clear. Does it mean that the chiddush is that the spider is to be found even in the king's palace? Does it mean that the prey of the spider is in the king's palace? That the spider is trying to catch is in the king's palace? Chazal say that the Samamis, in this pasuk, Chazal tell us, in the Medrash there in Mishlei, that the Samamis, Yamalek, is a Malek. The spider is identified as a Malek in this pasuk in Mishlei. And the whole Indian of a Malek is Ashekor Chabaderach, and Ve'yizadnev Becho, Kol HaNechasholim Acherecha. Now we really need to know what that means, because otherwise we're not Yoytzim, we listen to Parsha Zoch. So Ve'yizadnev Becho, Kol HaNechasholim Acherecha, that Amalek comes after those who are Nechasholim Acherecha, means those who are at the end, those who are the weakest. Amalek specializes in trapping those who are weakest. Those who are weakest, and those who are tired and worn out. The Koach of Amalek is the spider, and Amalek is preparing its web. Ashekorcha baderech. to trap dafke those neshamas that are neshamas chalusha is ma'od, the neshamas that are weakest, oyef yegei, and especially the neshamas of ikfas of the Mashiach, the neshamas of our generation at the end of time. So the weak Jew is the zvuv. That's the fly. The oyef yegei, the one who is tired, the one who is in the Hechle HaMelech, who is in the king of the palace of the king. But even in the palace of the king, the spider is able to prepare its handiwork, its web, to trap the zvuv. What Rabbi Nachman is talking about is that he saw that the tachlis of his life was davka to help these Jews who are weak. Davka to help those Jews who are zvuvim. He had the ability to help every Jew, but Rabbi Nachman in particular, came into the world to rescue those who are ayefim v'yegeim and hagolos, those who are zvuvim, those who are helpless, who live in the palace of the king but don't realize that they do. And despite the fact that they have that koach of malchus, because they don't recognize that in themselves, they are easy prey for Amalek, for the spider. And that's the theme of the Maisa, that Rabbi Nachman saw himself as being the tzaddik to rescue the chalushe koach. I think that all of you have probably heard that there are those who say that there are three svarim. There's the sefer of tzaddikim, there's the sefer of Beinonim, and there's a sefer of Rishoyim. The sifrin shel tzaddikim is which sefer of the chassidus svarim? What's the sefer? The Nor Melimach. The sefer shel tzaddikim. Every Torah in the Nor Melimach says sefer shel tzaddikim. Sefer shel Beinonim. It's the Tani called it sefer shel Beinonim. And sefer shel Rishoyim, they say, is Likut Emoran. Shel Rishoyim. Shel Rishoyim doesn't mean that, God forbid, it was written for Rishoyim and only Rishoyim read it. Rishoyim are not interested in learning Likut Emoran. In the meantime, we're getting here. But the meaning of it is that there's truth to this. Sifrin shel Rishoyim means that people who look at themselves as being zvuvim, worthless flies, who have tried all the other svarim, who have tried learning everything, and the sefer that they have learned has not succeeded in lifting them up and away from the web of the spider. Remember that in our story, it's the page of the book, the page of the sefer. If you didn't read the story, there's to read the story. It's the page of the book of the sefer that is always saving the fly, right? It always keeps the spider away and ultimately crushes the spider. It's the daf min ha-sefer, the page of the book. The book, what is the book? We'll talk about that more. It means Torah Bechlal. It means Chumash, Shas, whatever. It means Limud HaTorah. But in the context of what Rabbi Nachman is talking about, his descent into the world, as the tzaddik who has Rachmanis, davka on the zvuvim, on the weakest, as Rabbi Nachman himself says in Lukut HaMiran, that because the Jewish people in Mitzrayim were in the lowest, lowest, lowest place of Atat, falling into the 50th place of Tumah, the Davke, the one who is most sick, needs to have the greatest doctor. If a person is not so sick, it could be even a doctor who's a Beinoni, or a doctor who's not such a gavaldig doctor. If a person is not so sick, but if Chalila, a person is very, very sick, and the sickness is a great mystery and difficult to decipher, Rabbi Nachman taught that Davke in Mitzrayim, there had to be a doctor like Moshe Rabbeinu. And at the last moment, even that wasn't it. It was Ani v'lo Malach, Ani v'lo Shaliach, Ani Hashem, Ani hu v'lo Acher, Harofi l'shvoi lech. The Kiv Yochel himself came into Mitzrayim at that time, by Lil, by Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Rebbe Nachman is speaking about his journey into the world. And he says, and he stops and says, do you think I could explain this? I mean, do you think we all know what our purpose is in the world? Do we even think about why we came to the world? Do we understand what the tachlis of being in this world is? He goes on to describe how the tzaddik mysteriously is able, even after he left the world, even through his teachings in his sefer, that the tzaddik is able to rescue the Jew who was weak, who was very, very sick from all the years of galus. He's able to rescue from Amalek, which is the koach of Yizanev b'chokal and Echasholem acharecha. Sorry, you wanted to say something.
Maybe you're going to get to it. It didn't seem to me that it was the age itself as much as the wind blowing.
I will talk about, very good. Okay, we'll talk about what that ruach is with the page. We'll get to it. What the ruach is with the page. You're right, because the page seemed to have been sitting there, and then the heroic ruach came and moved the page. Say it, we'll get to it. Good. So the tzaddik, this tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman, all tzaddikim are coming to save us, to help us, to prevent us from being caught by a Amalek. That's true of all tzaddik, bechlal. Ubefrat, when it comes to Amalek, which the melchomes of Amalek is dafka by those Jews who are nechasholim, those who are the weakest, those who are at the end. The end means by ikvus the Mashiach. The end. According to Chazal, Amalek went after those Jews from Shevet Dan, because of Pesal Micha, the Halmaisa, the Kriyas Yamsuf, and that the cloud rejected the Anani HaKovid, threw these Jews out. I mean, there are Jews who were thrown out by the Anani HaKovid, that they weren't accepted by the Anani HaKovid. Maybe in our generation is talking about the thousands and thousands of boys and girls, of young men and women who are not accepted into different yeshivas or are thrown out of yeshivas. And they're nechasholim acharech, they're the weakest, because they look at themselves as being complete failures. And the tzaddik, this tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman, came into the world to somehow rescue, to save those Jews who are rejected, but who are not in the underneath the Anani HaKovid. If you look in the page that you have from Sichas Aran, in Reish Lamed Beis, it's very quick, let's learn it together. See, Rabbi Nachman mentions the spider, the spider's web. Od Shamati, everybody has one? Od Shamati mi pianal, Shekama pomem nichnes elov, one of the chassidim. Shekama Pomim Nichnes Eilov, who told Rabbi Nosson that there were a number of times Nichnes Eilov, that this chosid went into Rabbi Nachman, and he wanted to speak with Rabbi Nachman. V'lohoya yochel liftoach piv l'dabri l'fon of Masha b'libo. Maybe he spoke, but he couldn't open his mouth to really tell Rabbi Nachman what was on his heart. He couldn't really open his heart to speak to Rabbi Nachman. And one time this chassid was taking care of Rabbi Nachman something. He was mishamishim. And this time he made up his mind that the second that I go into the Rebbe, I'm going to pour out my heart. He couldn't open his mouth. He was terrified or whatever. He couldn't open his mouth. He was embarrassed. He couldn't open his mouth. It was Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Nachman asked this chosid to bring him his shoes, so he could put on his Shabbos shoes. Rabbi Nachman wanted to put on his shoes for Shabbos. Because it was after the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, And Rabbi Nachum wanted to already put on his Shabbos Levushim. So he asked this chassid to bring him his shoes. Va'oz be'eis shahayshit le'iman olav. So when the chassid brought him the shoes, on the Rabbeinu Zachron Levrachim Atzmai, Rabbi Nachum said, on his own, va'omaloi, and he said to him, Tagil asmachol adabal lefne Hashem esbar. You should accustom yourself, you should get used to speaking before Hashem, to pouring your heart out honestly to Hashem. And then, once you get used to speaking honestly to Hashem, you'll see that you'll be able to speak to me honestly as well. You know, you'll be able to talk to me as well. Acharkach, and then afterwards, at some point, Be'ez shezoch ladabi imai, when this chassid had the schus to speak to Rabbi Nachman, so he followed him, I guess, the instructions, and he began to work more on speaking to Hashem in an open way. And then he went into Rabbi Nachman to talk. But still, it was still very hard for him to talk. So Rabbi Nachman said to him, Gibor echad chagar masnav lichbay shchayma chazaka. There was a very great warrior who prepared himself to go and to conquer, to throw over some, you know, great powerful wall, some fortress. Rachaka kishabor el hashar. And afterwards, when this warrior came to the shar, to the gate, haya orug al hashar. Matve Mikure Akovish. There was a spider's web. Shesosam Hashar that closed up the gate. There was a spider web, some complicated big spider web that was covering the entire entrance, the shar. So Ibn Achman said, V'chieshtus mizeh. Could there be a bigger narishkeit than this? This guy's a big warrior, he's a big gibor, and he's prepared to conquer a whole city. And this great warrior comes up to the place over there, the city where he wants to conquer, and he sees that there's a spider web. That there's a spider web that's covering the gate. Is there a bigger shtus, a bigger narishkeit than this? That a soldier should turn back from the war because something is closed by a spider's web? That's shtus. V'anim shall move on. Rabbi Nachman said this mashal to this chassid who had a hard time, he couldn't begin to speak. It was hard for him. And he said this mashal. And Ibn Asan says that the Nimshal is obvious. What's the Nimshal? No? What do you say? What's the Nimshal? What does this mean? What's Rabbi Nachman telling this guy? That a very, very little thing, in this case it might be your anxiety or whatever it might be, but something that's really very, very small can get in the way of something which is the tachlis of your entire existence. Can block you from conquering what you need to conquer. To get past what you need to get past. It could be a spider's web. The spider's web is odd. It might look like it's choshev, but it's still nothing. Cheshtus mizesh yechoizim emelchamtoy machas astim shal kur yakovish. Lach gach amalai. And then Rabbi Nachman said to him, "Ha'ikur hu adibur. The ikur is stop talking. Ha'ikur hu adibur, to speak." Why? She says, "Shayidei hadibur yecholim likvayish hakol." That through speaking, to Hashem, to the tzaddik, honest words, warm words. To Hashem and to the tzaddik, shayidei hadibur Yecholin likbaish hakol, one can conquer everything. Ulenatzeach kol hamilchamas, and one can be victorious in all milchamas. Tfilah is baidadus, diburim to the tzaddik, vidur of the tzaddik, and so on, Rabbi Nachman's tires. But to speak. Ikra hadibus, I got adib, yechon likbaish hakol hamilchamas, kol hamilchamas. And he added Rabbi Nachman, the truth is that one can also speak in one's mind and articulate his thoughts and feelings in his brain. Hashem can read that as well. And the tzaddik also can. But the ikur Hu Adibur is to speak. Avol ha'ikur hu Adibur. Now remember, according to the Svarim HaKadoshim, and the Tanya talks about this in many places, the inyan of Amalek is asher korach ha'baderech, is that the Diburim that are rising from the heart, that those feelings that a Jew has that should be spoken, that should be articulated, and he should daven about and speak to the tzaddik about, the asher korach ha'baderech is amalek. That passageway from the mind to the heart to the mouth, blocking the words from being able to be spoken, that there should be true diburim, that impasse is called amalek. The derech is that journey from the mind to the mouth, from the heart to the mouth. That place is the Eirif. And the Inif Amalek, which we spoke about before Purim, the Tanya explains the Lashon of Malika, of Am Melek. And Malika means, like we just said in the parasha, Malika means to break the neck. To break the neck. And the Koch of Amalek is that Amalek is determined to prevent us from speaking. The union of Golus Mitzrayim was Golus Hadibur. I think you've all learned that, I'm sure, in the Svar. Paro is the Oisius Pera. Pera. And Paro is the Oisius Ha'oirev. And that Koach of Amalek, at the beginning, which was embodied in Mitzrayim, is the Pera. The union of Pesach is Pesach, that the mouth should be able to speak. And the Inyan of Leil Pesach is Kalamar B'Lasaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim HaRei Zeh Meshubach. Kalamar B'Lasaper is to talk, to tell the story, to daven, to speak, his Baidus. Kalamar B'Lasaper Ribui Diburim, Ribui Dvar. It's the Inyan of Leil Pesach. Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Because in Mitzrayim, Dibur was in Galus. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak. Golos Hadibur and the Golos of hearing, it's one sugya. The reason that people can't hear is because things are not being spoken out clearly. So in Mela, people can't hear. And therefore, when you look at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, you see it's so clear that Dibur is in a state of Golos because nobody's saying anything. It's Vayizaku, Vayayanchu, Vayitzaku. But people can't talk. There's no clear words, no dibur. People are krechzing. Vayeonchu, vayizaku, vayitzaku. But there aren't clear diburim. Because in that place, dibur was in Golos. And the Inyan of Pesach is cheirus, from that Golos of dibur, to be free from that blockage that doesn't allow us to speak openly and honestly. So Rabbi Nachman is saying is that the Ikur is Dibur. The Ikur is Dibur. Umavur ha-Nimshal mimela. So now Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson is writing that the Nimshal is Umavur. L'inyi mashak koshal adam l'dar b'lefnei Hashem is baruch. Why it's difficult for a person to speak L'fnei Hashem is Baruch. It's not just his bardus. Even when it comes to davening from the siddur, people are uncomfortable going to shul, and when they come to shul, they're uncomfortable davening. So they just try to come late, leave early, say a few words, but not to think about them, and to get it out as fast as possible. It's the inyan of kasha al ha'adam ladaber lefnei Hashem isbar al lefnei tzadikim hamiti masha b'libay. Everybody knows that by Natali Rapshitzer, there was a Yid that came to Natali Rapshitzer, and he said that, I'm not here for myself, I'm here because there's a very, very dear friend of mine who did a terrible aveir with an Eishes Ish, and he's embarrassed, so he asked me to come to the Rebbe to ask for a tikkun. So Natali Rapshitzer said to him, tell your friend he's a shaita. It's better, he should have come himself, and they said that he should have said that his friend was embarrassed and sent him. Because of course it was this guy himself that did the aver. So Naftali said to him, he could have come himself and just made a lie that it was somebody else that did it. To say something that's true and honest to the tzaddik is very hard. He can come and ask for brachas and all kinds of things, but or something that he needs, some problem he needs help with, but masha b'libo, really, what's b'libo in his heart? All of this, why is it so hard? Because of his embarrassment, and it's so hard, it's heavy for him. Because of the things in his life that haven't been so good, and he's embarrassed, and there's bushu chvedish ain lo azus de gedusha. He doesn't have the azus de gedusha. Doesn't have that chutzpah. He sees himself as being a zvuv mamish, being a zvuv. He doesn't have the nerve. Bevada shtus gadol, shtus gadol. It's a tremendous shtus. It's a big narishkeit. Shtus gadol. Kelo who writes a lichbaish b'dibur or milchama chazaka, because speaking with dibur, with his baidus, with tefillah, with speaking to the tzaddik honestly, you can mamish conquer everything. You could come to your place in this world of while you're in this world. You could conquer. You could be victorious in the milchama against the Eitzar, in the milchama against Amalek. Shu milchama sayyitzah. Va'achshav, kshu somach ladabe, and now kshu somach ladabe. Just when you're just working on getting up the courage to finally speak, finally a little hisbaitus, finally to go to tzaddik, and not just say that, you know, I need a schooler for getting the cockroaches out of my basement or something. Finally, you're ready to talk about Be'emes, what you need to talk about. What you really need to talk about. Shuk somach ladavim, v'lichbayishu l'shaber chaymais, to mamish conquer, to break down walls between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'liftoach sha'arim, and to open up new gates in your life. Ayidei hadibur, by speaking to Hashem, by speaking to the tzaddik. Because of some small thing. A spider's web. Because you have chalishas adas. That you're embarrassed. You feel like this, feel like that. Your whole life, you could have a tikkun for your whole life. You could win the war. You could understand what the tachlis of your being here is. Whatever it is, you don't end up speaking. Those who are Isaac and his brothers, and they try to talk to friends of theirs who are not, hear all kinds of things like, yeah, it feels silly. What am I going to talk about? Yeah, all these. all these things. And it's mamish, the whole kibush ha-melchama depends on these diburim. And those who are ice against brothers know that only from that time that they began to do that, did they begin to feel that they have the koch l'natzeach, that they have the koch to win. But the menias are menias that come mamish shtus. A mania kala. So mania kala, mechalish is died of a chayitzi, yimana chasa shalom l'dav. Kelo ha mania azayis nechshevus the steamer shal kuri akavish. This obstacle that is preventing you from speaking. What is this obstacle? Rabbi Nachman says, kuri akavish, spider's web. Keneged achaymes, sherayitz l'shabba v'diburah. Here you have the ability with your diburim to break down big walls, to mamish change your entire life, to be a Jew, mamish to be a Jew. And the kuri akavish, the spider webs, are soisim es hashar, are blocking the shar. All the menias, all the dimyonis and the menias that's preventing you from saying true diburim is baidus. See, this is all part of Rabbi Nachman's journey. To remove those spider webs, to destroy the spider, to remove the webs, to be mechazek a Jew, just like he did with his chassid, to speak to Hashem, to speak to me, not to fall into that mistake of the spider's web, to get trapped by that mistake of menias in life, things that are blocking you, small things in life that are preventing you from big things, like you said, small things in life that are preventing you from big things. Because Be'emes, it's mostly what it is. Small things that are preventing us from accomplishing great things. Small daigas, small manias, small concerns, that they look very, very big. They look very, very big. But I really, it's just like kuri akavish, it's just spider web. I'm simply ha'isha now. So Rabbi Nosson said, this chassid told me, that Rabbi Nachman told him that he should do his baridus for 2 hours a day. Listen to the program he put him on. 1 hour of just hishtoikikus. Not saying anything. Hishtoikikus. Wanting to say. Preparing. Thinking, longing. The Yochan Atzma Ladabra, preparing yourself. The Yarach Libel Lekach, like the Chassidim Mishonim, they were showing Shachas of Neit Filin, none of that. Hour after davening. Achakach Yadabra Shachas. And then his Baidudus, Shachas, for an hour. So Rabbi Nachman's war, of course, was against Yeush. It was against giving up. Rabbi Nachman's war was against the Koach HaMedama, the Koach HaMedama imagination. He was the arch enemy of the Koach HaMedama. Of course, Koach HaMedama can be used in Kedusha, but the Koach HaMedama in Tumah, that imagination that tells a person that this spider web is something he can't get past. That he can't get past the spider web. It's not possible. And Amalek specializes in Jews who are Nechasholim, Ayefim, and Yegeim. When they see something in the way, they say, forget it, I can't do this. Like the Gibor in Rabbi Nachman's Moshel, that for everything else in life, the person is Mamash a Gibor. It's an unbelievable Gibor. There's this guy that I know that he's Mamash a powerful person. A gibor, and he can like break down walls and open gates, mamash a gibor. But the second he opens a siddur or a gemara, he falls asleep. Mamash, the second he opens up, and it's foolproof every time that he opens a siddur or a sefer. even though this guy is mamish, 24 hours can work, he's like a horse. But the second there's a siddur, or the second that we were in the shia, we were in yeshiva together, the second the Rebbe would open his mouth, shluft, laila tov. And the Rebbe was always yelling at him, that the Rebbe would start screaming at him, and he would jump up, he's a big guy, and all of a sudden he would lift this up, and he would say, oh, I'm sorry, Rebbe, I fell asleep. And the Rebbe used to always say to him, Dave, his name was Dov, but he could pronounce it Dave. He said, Dave, you don't fall asleep, you go to sleep. There's a difference, there's a chilek. You come here to be able to rest. You know, you go to sleep, you don't fall asleep. Fall asleep is like onus al piadiba. You're not an onus, you go to sleep. There are people who have the courage to do anything, they're strong people. But when it comes to a few diburim, oyef v'yegeya mamash. The guy that you get this guy and you put him in that like in the you put him in the rapids in the Colorado River and he's there for 5 hours but you put him at the shul and the Baal Tefillah is going there for 30 seconds by Nishmas, he starts going no. You've all been in shuls, you have guys like that. No. It can't be soivel. It's such a hard thing from any diburim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or to rush through the davening, that every word, so Rabbi Nachman is saying, is that the Diburim, is the karach that a Jew has, Lishbo, to break down, Lichbaish, to conquer. And Davka over there, a person who otherwise is a strong person, gets caught in the spider web. He becomes like a little zvuf, like a little fly. And he's trapped. Now there's a remez regarding the zvuf, there's a remarkable remez. This is from one of the Kadmonim, Reb Shimshon Ostropolyo, who was killed on Kiddush Hashem. There's a remarkable sefer called Karnayim. Sefer Karnayim. It was reprinted a few years ago. The 13th parak, there, Shamshon Ostropolyo has a remez. He says, if you look at the pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Ksayv zayis zikaron b'sefer v'sim ba'ozna Yeshua," "Mochamel Hashem b'malik dodo." Right, that's the pasuk. Where Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Ksayv zayis zikaron b'sefer," this should be written, "Zikaron b'sefer." The Simba Ozna Yeshua, and place this into the ears of Yeshua. So Shimshon Ostropolyo said that Zois Zikaron B'Sefer V'Simba Ozna Yeshua is the Rosh Tevis Zvuv, a fly. That's from Shimshon Ostropolyo. So if Zois Zikaron B'Sefer V'Simba Ozna Yeshua is the Rosh Tevis Zayin Beis Zvuv Beis, which is a Zvuv, which is a fly. He doesn't talk about it. So what we do see from this remez is that this war with Amalek, because that's what this is about, the war with Amalek, of that war against the koach of Asher Karcha Baderech, to trap Jews who are weak. The remez here is the remez of Mechias Amalek. Ksoiv zois zikaron b'sefer v'sim ba'ozna Yeshua. Now the zikaron b'sefer here is also a remez to the sefer that in the end, the book in the story, the sefer, that in the end protects the zvuv. Ksoiv zois zikaron b'sefer the symbol is not Yeshua. In the end, the sefer, or the ruach with the sefer, protects the zvuv, saves the zvuv from the akovish, from the spider. Now, the war of Amalek, that milchamah of Amalek, says in Pasuk, our first encounter with Amalek, Zvayova Amalek v'yilachim im Yisrael b'refidim. That Amalek came and waged a war against us b'refidim. And Chazal Darshan, as you know, that b'refidim is shirofu yideyem midivrei Torah. B'refidim is a lashon of weakness. That Amalek knows that when a Jew is not learning, then he is open gain, prey. Refidim is rofu yedeyem midivrei Torah. That when we were weak and negligent, b'limud haTorah, sherofu yedeyem midivrei Torah, at that moment, the Torah says, Vayova Amalek, v'yilachim Yisrael b'refidim. So we put this together, the Hatzalah saving the Zvuv, a Jew who is weak, saving the Zvuv from Amalek, which is the remez of Zikaron Basefer, Ksoiv Zay Zikaron Basefer, the symbol is Yeshua's Zvuv, that the Zikaron Basefer is Limud HaTorah. So the Daf HaSefer, the book that has in it all of the mannerisms of the nations, and it's the page that has the what? The Nimusim of Am Yisrael. That's the page of the Sefer that rescues the Zvuv from the Akavish. So that's the by Milchemes Amalek, there it says, Ksoiv Zoiv Zikaron Basefer, V'simba Oznei Yehoshua. The Zikaron Basefer, V'simba Oznei Yehoshua, is Mocha Timcha. Amalek means that the only way, the way that we can fight against Amalek, to be able to strengthen within ourselves the koach to speak true diburim, and to be able to conquer the Yetzirah, is Basefer. Ksoiv Zoiv Zikaron Basefer, V'simba Oznei Yehoshua. Zikaron Basefer on a deeper level means that the only true way that a Jew can remember who he is, and that Be'emes he's a Gibor, and he's a Yid, he's not a Zvuv, and that he has the ability to destroy Amalek, and it's nothing but a spider's web. The whole thing's a dimyon, it's Koach HaMadam, that makes the spider's web look so invincible. Zikaron Basefer, where can a Jew remember who he is? Basefer, when he learns Torah. This was also hinting to Rabbi Nachman's Torah, but all Torah. So to remember me who be'emes, the tachlis of my life, and why I was sent on my journey into this world, that is written Zikaron Basefer. When a Jew learns Torah with the Yegiya, or Ba'oimek, he stays attached to the daf, to that page of Torah, then he has the ability to be machnia the koach of the Akavish, of Amalek. Through his Limud HaTorah, he understands that this is a dimyon ba'alma. It's a dimyon ba'alma. It's another. It's a kleinikai. This is narishkai. It doesn't mean anything, this spider's web. It's nothing. And then to go forward, to speak diburim, to connect Torah and tefillah, and to speak diburim that are diburim that come from the heart, that are real. And the inya of the tzaddik is that the tzaddik comes into this world to teach the sefer to Jews, and to davka look for those Jews who are necheshalim, ayefim, and yegeim, to those Jews who are beaten, who are misyayish, who feel that they don't have any strength at all, the zvuvim, and the tzaddik comes to open before them the sefer, and through his teaching Torah to the zvuvim, there's a zikaron basefer. He's able to remind the Jew of who he really is. He's able to bring him back to that place where he has the koach, and he's able to realize that the akavish, the spider's web, is nothing. And the sefer, ultimately, is the sefer that crushes the spider, that destroys the spider. That's the hakdama to what the overall story is about. The neshama of the tzaddik coming to this world, the neshama of every Jew, remembering why I'm here. this tzaddik remembering and knowing that he's here to rescue the zvur from the akavish, the koch of the tzaddik, to teach Torah to every Jew, especially those Jews who are far away. The strategy of a Jew to be able to overcome the akavish is A, the daf ha-sefer, learning and knowing himself, and through that, recognizing, understanding that the strongest weapon that a Jew has on earth is the koch of his dibur, his words, his tefillas, his baridus, his dibur of Torah, and his dibur of tefillah is the strongest weapon that a person has in order to conquer the Yetzirah, to destroy the Akash. And Mitzvah will continue next.